This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've ever driven through downtown Atlanta, first of all, why? Because it's always a mess. And B, my condolences. Traffic in that city consistently ranks among the most congested in the country. But it would be even worse were Georgia not home to one of the best highway emergency response programs around. They're called HEROES. From WABE in Atlanta, just a stone's throw from the always jammed I-85, Tasneem Shama has the story.
It's the middle of morning rush hour traffic in downtown Atlanta. Cars are backed up for miles. Hero driver Andre Todd is on the lookout for accidents. He's been at work since 4 a.m., and already he's cleared three crashes. He's one of about 100 highway emergency response operators who crisscross metro Atlanta, trying to keep the highways clear.
584 TMC on this call I stopped on. It's going to be a 1051.
Times 843.
He's reporting a 1051. That's shorthand for a car stranded on the side of the road. And they're not just changing flat tires. They're a whole nother beast, says Jason Josie, Todd's boss.
We're this first responder agency who's a little bit of fire, a little bit of EMT, a little bit of towing, a little bit of police. And because we're that, we attract people from all of those disciplines.
Todd's a former firefighter. There's a two-car crash nearby, but another driver has picked it up. Soon after, Todd finds an abandoned vehicle on the side of the road. He puts a green sticker on the rear window. The brains of the operation are here at the Transportation Management Center. It's a dark room. The lights you see are coming from the computer monitors. People are scanning hundreds of highway cameras in the metro area. And nine enormous TV screens overhead are focused on the busiest roads. Georgia DOT's Drew Belk gives a tour.
Everybody on the floor has a certain district they're looking at or a certain region, and they monitor the cameras to see what's going on. The police and State Patrol, they also stay in contact with us as to let us know what's happening maybe before we see it.
Jason Josie with HERO says this collaboration is why it leads the nation in clearance times.
If there is a commercial accident that most agencies would consider to be a catastrophe, we clear that stuff in less than an hour.
Here's one reason why the program exists.
The International Olympic Committee has awarded the 1996 Olympic Games.
The Olympics were a time to celebrate, but also a massive logistical headache.
There were specific locations that would have a whole lot of traffic with people going to those particular events. So there was a need to have a very detailed traffic plan, a very detailed response plan.
Carlene Barone with Georgia DOT says a whole lot of money was suddenly available. The state built their fancy new transportation management center, installed hundreds of cameras, large digital message boards, and in 1994, they started the HERO program. It was such a success that more than two decades after the Olympics, HERO expanded from just a dozen operators in 1994 to 100 today.
It's paid for by tax dollars. It's a free program. If you're a citizen of the state of Georgia, heck, if you're just passing through the state of Georgia, it's able to help them when they're in need.
And today, there's a real need for HERO.
Everybody's in a hurry to go nowhere quick, and they don't care who they run over to get there.
Todd says he just wishes drivers would all be more careful. In Atlanta, I'm Tasneem Shama for Marketplace.